Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks to KJN for covering our squad.
Well, we'll start taking a little bit look back at last week. Obviously, a disappointing effort there against Kemper Catholic, a game that sounded like kind of changed late there in the first half when they really started to take over and wear on you a bit, and they just kind of ran away with the game later on.
Yeah, definitely. They were real solid up front, probably more solid than what we thought on film. They controlled both sides of the line of scrimmage. That's where we figured the game was going to be won or lost, and it's really no different this week.
Well, I guess last week going into it, I know you wanted to try to get some of the ground game going to try to get the offense moving in that direction. I guess how did things go on that side of the ball?
Well, it was Chase Molnix ran the ball well, but he makes a lot of people miss. We have to try and get some other run game going besides Chase. We need some of our other guys to step up a little bit. We asked our offensive line this week to just do just that. So we're going to try to distribute the ball a little bit more to some of our other guys and try to get that ground game going.
Well, it seems like that's also been a little bit of the bugaboo in the pass game as well. You've got a couple of guys that have gotten over 100 yards receiving on this season. There's other guys out there that are certainly capable of getting more involved in the pass game. It just hasn't come to fruition yet.
No, certainly not, and hopefully we can do that this week. We've worked a little bit on our routes, but a lot of our pass game to some of our guys is predicated off the run game, play action stuff, and if you can't run the ball, fairly effectively, then your play action pass game isn't going to be as effective either.
Well, we turn the page now here to another district game here this week. You kind of got that first toe in the water last week, and now, of course, it's very important you try to pick up a win here this week against OABCIG if you want to have any kind of hopes of maybe cards falling into place down the road to try to get into the postseason. And this is another team that appears to be pretty tough. Their schedule hasn't been real tough up to this point yet, but another formidable task here for you this week.
Yeah, historically, Ida Grove's been, really solid. The playoff team year in and year out. They got tripped up again last week, just, fairly like us. So both backs are against the wall. This is kind of a do-or-die game for us and as well for them. So I think you're going to see a close battle.
Well, it sure looks like on paper from the statistics that they're a team that's somewhat similar to you. They've got a pretty dynamic quarterback in Caden Lodwig that does a lot for them.
Yeah, he does quite a bit. There are a lot of times in five wide, they don't have any running backs back there. They're going to throw the ball all over the place, and then you got to be careful of him running. He can run the football a little bit too, so he's kind of slippery that way, and our defense is going to be tested.
Well, I guess a team that maybe is a little bit similar to the way that Kemper Catholic likes to line up, they want to get out there and spread the field a little bit. The difference being it looks like they want to work a little bit more of that short to intermediate passing game. They've got a lot of guys that have caught a lot of balls here throughout the season, so they like to kind of distribute it around.
Yeah, a lot of screen game, a lot of short little passing, kind of a controlled passing. He's been impressive on film, their quarterback completing over 65% of his passes. But a lot of those, like I said, are short screen game stuff. But, we told our kids, hey, you still got to complete that pass. So that's pretty impressive to be, darn near 70% efficient.
I guess strategically on the defensive side, is there anything differently how you approach it this week since you do expect them to maybe throw it more than they are going to run it?
Well, we've got to get some more pressure on the quarterback. Looking back last week, it seemed like when, our defensive line didn't get pressure and gave him time, at times he had 3, 4, 5 seconds. That's when our DBs get hurt, and we can't ask our guys to cover that long. And then when our DBs do have good coverage, the defensive line doesn't quite contain the quarterback or something along those lines. So this week we focused on that. We've also focused on playing, a couple different coverages. We can't just go out there and stay in the same coverage. We need to try to confuse their quarterback a little bit on defense.
Well, and I guess the comment you just made there, is that kind of maybe a little bit indicative of how the season has gone? You've done some things well, but maybe all the pieces haven't come together at the right time?
Yeah, certainly. And that's the same thing with, offensively too, as far as the run game's concerned. We need to try to get some short runs, some tough runs, maybe get Connor Pellett involved a little bit more. He's kind of our workhorse up front. And so we're going to, you'll see a little bit of us come under center this week and try to get those quick hitters and then eventually try to get the ball to the edge too. So you're going to see a little bit of both, and hopefully we can put things together.
When you look at the Falcons on film, how do they line up defensively?
Well, defensively, they're going to play a five front with either two or three linebackers. I think we'll be in a lot of double tight end sets again, trying to widen that front defensive line and then try to, hit some seams up underneath them inside the tackles. And then after that, try to maybe get some option going on the outside with Chase Molnix and Tyler Mullen and get those two guys out in some space and making some decisions and trying to bust a big one. So it's going to be a little bit of both and then, come back with a play action passing game. And if we can run the football just, halfway effectively, that play action pass will be there.
Well, it certainly sounded like that's what Red Oak was effective with last week, was kind of keeping the ball on the ground, trying to pound it right up against that front there for OABCIG. It sounded like they brought a lot of guys into the box to try to slow the run game down, and the Tigers were still able to kind of just manage the clock. Obviously, that's something that you're probably shooting for.
Certainly. We want to, manage the clock, keep our defense off the field. The other thing, too, though, is a little misleading. Last week, Ida Grove's leading tackler was out. So I hear that he's going to be back this week. So that'll be a good test for us. We want to go up against the best, and we're going to see, how good he is.
Well, as we talk about that offensive side of the ball, we've already, kind of alluded to it a little bit, but you'd certainly like to get things more balanced and get more guys involved. I know you've been trying to do things to get the ball in the hands of some of these other guys that have some speed out there. It's been maybe a mistake here or there. Somebody runs a wrong route, or they don't come back to the football, or they drop an open, chance at catching a ball. Those kind of things have to get better for you to be, a more well-balanced offense.
Definitely. And our margin for error is very slim. If it's second and seven and we drop a pass, we're not a great third and seven team. We're a pretty good third and three team, but third and seven, third and ten, that's not where we want to be. We're kind of behind schedule there. So every play, we need some positive yardage. We've talked about that with our running backs. Maybe they get hit at the line, but if they can just fall forward and get 2 yards. With our receivers, can they bear down and catch a three-yard out route and then take that to 5 or 7 yards before they get tackled or run out of bounds? Those are all critical things for us to be efficient and effective and win football games.
Well, certainly nobody wants to have an outcome, coming out on the short end like you did last week, but I think coaches are always interested on how their kids are going to respond. Easy to get your head down after something like that. Have the kids bounce back well this week?
Yeah, we've tested them a little bit in practice. We've been more physical. We've kind of opened it up a little bit, and you have to be to try to run the football. So we're to that point now where, like we told our kids, our backs are against the wall. We've got to be able to do some things now, and so we're going to just have more physical practices, and that's what we did this week. I like how they responded. I think our offensive line kind of takes some of that stuff to heart, and they should. There's a lot of pride in those guys, and they want to do well. So I think you'll see them come out with motivation to run the football.
Well, in homecoming week, always trying to balance, the focus and having some fun with it. How's that been going for you?
Well, we let our kids, do some of that stuff, too. That's about being homecoming. But they also have realized, hey, it's also about the game, too. So I think practice has been focused, certainly on Tuesday and Wednesday this week and Thursday as well. So Thursday's a little bit lighter day, but Tuesday, Wednesday are our big days. Like I said, we were more physical, and I liked, what I saw out of both our offense and defense on those days.
Yeah, I guess people like to talk about that a lot, whether or not the other stuff going on is a distraction. But I guess I've always found that when it comes down to it on Friday night and you get out there, typically you're going to have a great crowd. There's going to be folks maybe that are in town that necessarily wouldn't be all the time. The support's going to be there. The excitement is there. There's nothing more that should get you motivated than going out there and performing for when folks come out to support you.
Yeah, certainly. I missed the memo. I guess this is my 25th class reunion here too. So I'm going to see some people that I haven't seen in a while. And that's exciting for me, and that's going to be exciting for our kids too. The nice crowd. We always have a nice crowd, but this is something that they're going to get out there, enjoy, and want to play hard for.
Well, Coach, this is a nice matchup here on Friday night. We look forward to what should be a great game, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk about your squad.
No, thanks to you, Chris, and KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview this week on KJN.